Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Sha'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Zindagi Meri Pabandi Sunnat Rahe.
Bas mere dil mein teri mahabbat rahe, bas mere dil mein teri mahabbat rahe, zindagi meri paaband sunnat rahe. Bas mere dil mein teri mahabbat rahe, bas mere dil mein teri mahabbat rahe, zindagi meri paaband sunnat rahe. Samne aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Samne aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Main jahan bhi rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, main jahan bhi rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Main jahan bhi rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, main jahan bhi rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Sari duniya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Sari duniya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, meri duniya ulfat salamat rahe. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, meri duniya ulfat salamat rahe. Aashiqon mein mera naam likh jayega, aashiqon mein mera naam likh jayega, apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. Teri marzi pe har aarzu ho fida, teri marzi pe har aarzu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi iski hasrat rahe. Teri marzi pe har aarzu ho fida, teri marzi pe har aarzu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi iski hasrat rahe. Mera bas dil mein dard e mohabbat rahe, meri duniya ulfat salamat rahe. Mera bas dil mein dard e mohabbat rahe, meri duniya ulfat salamat rahe. روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقوا ہمیشہ سلامت رہے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Zada Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us that our object and purpose of life is to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is beautifully mentioned and informed Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell us, قُلْ tell my servants, your ummatis, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you want the love of Allah, and once a person got the love of Allah, he's got the greatest wealth that you can ever desire, and that is what we should be yearning for and pining for, then فَاتَّبِعُونِي, just follow my way of life. So this is exactly what Hazrat is explaining us here, that this is how our life should become, and then a person can think, I'll be successful in life. Zindagi meri paabandi sunnat rahi. And this is a dua all the time, that we beg Allah, that O Allah, put us straight on the straight path. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. The straight path is that I remain firm on the way of life of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the only life that is a person can be successful, a person can get peace and happiness. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that the non-Muslims, if they also want peace in their life, if they just follow Sunnah, they'll get peace in their life. And if a person got Iman and he follows Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that one can be said of his life. He's got Jannat in this world already. And thus you can only get what the Sohbat of the man of Allah, those men who've got sunnah in their lives, like our Shaykh. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. And this is what we should be begging through the barakat and tawajju of our Shaykh, that Allah Ta'ala put us and bring us onto that way of life, that is the Mubarak way of life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Ummah is crying today, that the Ummah is in difficulty, turmoil. The only way to come back and get the rahmat of Allah, وَاتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَاتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, obey the commands of Allah, not according to our understanding, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the mercy of Allah is always there where it is. So Hazrat says so beautifully, bas meri dil mein teri muhabbat rahe, zindagi meri paabandi sunnat rahe. When a person realizes that Allah has created me, I must love for Allah, die for Allah, so a person will be begging, O Allah, that in my heart, it is only your love that should enter my heart. And everything else should go out of my heart. And how to get this? One easy way is, Zindagi meri paabandi sunnat rahe. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to make my life that punctual, that according to the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we learn from our pious elders, according to our times, we see their lifestyle. But in our hearts, we should desire and have love for every sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In today's time, we're not traveling on camels, horseback, etc. But we should have that love. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled, we could also travel like that. So to get the love of every sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the sign that a person has got, will get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And beautifully, generally a person thinks that, oh, I love Allah. But what is the barometer, the criteria to check that am I on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And Allahu Akbar, the Mashayikh, Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Hakim of his time, He says, on one time that I found my family, Hazrat Honorable Wife, was cooking dodi, calabash all the time for few meals. So I asked her that every day only this meal, 3-4 times a day. So she said, but you gave a bayan that this was sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why I desired to cook it. So Hazrat was surprised when a woman takes such effect that sunnah must come into our life. Hazrat was the sheikh of the time, checked his own life. Says, 3 days I took a check on my life. Is sunnah in my life? So myself, Allah give me tawfiq first of all, that I should look and do proper introspection. Am I following sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then we'll find myself how weak we are. We'll just go out of the masjid, we won't even be conscious which shoe am I wearing first. Am I wearing my right foot first or my left foot first? So all this we learn from our sheikh and our pious elders. And when will this come? Samne aisa khauf qiyamat rahe, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. When the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who were lost and they came into the sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, then Allah ta'ala says, these were men, rijal. What kind of men? Not men of steel or not men of any type of metal of this world, men of iman, which cannot be shaken. That rijalu la tulihim tijara wala bayun an zikrillah wa iqami as-salah wa ita'i zakah yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi al-qulub wal absar. The fear of standing in front of Allah came in their heart. And now whatever they did, whether it was their business, inside life, outside life, more important, their salah, their zakat, they feared, how we going to stand in the court of Allah Ta'ala. When a person got that court, Hazrat says, oh Allah, give me that fear. And unfortunately, in my heart the most, the fear is not there. And that is why we just lead our life as we want to. When the fear of Qiyamah comes, then we'll be begging, and the naturally it will come into us, that Allah protect me from all sins. And daily you'll make your niyat when you get up in the morning. Imtisari am awamirillah, wa istinabi am mawahinillah. That Allah, I promise I'll try and obey all your commands, and try and stay away from all those things that you have made haram. But Allah, you help me. And Hazrat explained that when a person realizes this, now he's not scared. Me jahabi rahu, jis fira me bhi rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Wherever I can be in the world, you can be a big businessman, traveling alone in the plane. Don't let forget that Allah Ta'ala is with you all the time. That all the time Allah Ta'ala's love must be in that heart. That not for a moment I must make my Allah just pleased. And when Allah is unhappy with us, the whole world can show happiness. In your heart you'll never have happiness. And said, if we go with that condition, we don't make tawbah, then what will be condition in the year after? So this is the most important, and this is actually what is the love of Allah, which is called taqwa also. That a person under, wherever you may be, in your open life, public life, private life, that I must not be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a moment. Sari dunya hi mujhse mushk, sari dunya hi se mushku nafrat rahe, bas tera naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. When the love of Allah ta'ala penetrates the heart, then a person has got total disinclination from this whole world, especially those things that will distract him totally from the obedience of Allah, that is out of the question. But even those things which might be permissible, your friends of Allah Ta'ala, they don't even want to hear about dunya anymore. They just want to know when can we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So and this is the sign which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, we're not going into the details, that of man sharha Allah sadrahu lil Islam. If you want to know that you got shari sadr, you got conviction that Islam is the only way of life, now you'll have disinclination from this world. And you'll be looking forward to akhirat. And a person will only get enjoyment in taking the name of Allah. In other words, making zikr of Allah to that extent that in your heart all the time Allah is there. Wherever I can be, that I must not be disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to make our zikr, then a person like myself, we won't be lazy just to make our daily prescribed zikr by our sheikh. And that we myself, all we should check. Then we can see how much connection we got to God with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, mere dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And just worry and just desire a person will be making dua, As Hazrat says so beautifully, you can be at Multazam and you got the opportunity to make all the du'as you want. And you made every du'a besides this du'a that, oh Allah, become mine and you become, make me yours and put your love in my heart. If you made this one du'a, you made all the du'as. If you didn't make this du'a, you didn't make any du'a. So Hazrat is saying that, Ya Allah, in my heart, it should own me the pain of your love. And this is what is called that ish, that burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh Allah, not only that it comes, and a person got no guarantee till mort, whether I'll be a true lover of Allah. And we don't know in any case whether we are the lovers of Allah. We should be begging and beg Allah Ta'ala in the sign of this that you love the pious servants of Allah. You love to sit in their company and you enjoy following their way of life. Then you beg Allah, Allah keep this safe in my life till Malakul Maut comes. And Aashiqo mein mera naam lik jayega apne amal par nadamat rahe. And when will be the sign that your name will be written among the true lovers of Allah, who's got the burning love of Allah? We see as they grow in the love of Allah, the more they engage in ibadat, etc., all the time they have got regret. We didn't make this ibadat properly. All the time, tawbah, istighfar on their tongues. Allah, give me tawfiq that we realize that we should make every effort to try and obey Allah Ta'ala, but karte rahe aur darte rahe. That we have to be fearing, Ya Allah, it's not worth being accepted. Oh Allah, I'm not worth being accepted in your court, but out of your sheer mercy, please accept me also, Allah. Tere marzi pe har arzu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. Then what is the sign that you becoming a lover of Allah Ta'ala? That, oh Allah, all my desires which I have, even permissible desires, that, oh Allah, I will sacrifice it on your pleasure, your happiness. That you might think it's permissible, but in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to be a true lover, then even the permissible things you leave out. And when I leave that out also, I don't even have regret that I should have had it. What's wrong if I just had this? But when a person becomes close to Allah ta'ala, then he's just worried that is Allah ta'ala happy with me or not. And Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq that we get the hatred of guna and we don't even have a slight regret that why did I leave out that sin. We should be getting happiness and we should be happy when we see people engage in good and people engaging in evil. Our heart should be yearning and be crying, why is this happening on the earth? Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. Hazrat further says, Mir, bas dil mein dard e muhabbat rahe, meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Hazrat is saying, either addressing Hazrat Mir Sahib, very close Khalifa of Hazrat, or addressing us, or a person who is in this dunya and he thinks he's an honorable person, he says, sir, that in my heart, I just want the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. All your wealth, everything you can keep for yourself. What wealth I want, which the whole world can't pay for, is only that drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And more a person has got that, he's always worried that, oh Allah, this world that I'm living in, that nobody knows what is the world of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. The friends of Allah, what enjoyment they got in the company of Allah, nobody knows of that world and they can't even explain it to us. So Allah, give us an iota and an inkling towards that reality and keep it safe in our heart. And Hazrat, finally, when you got this connection with Allah Ta'ala, you'll be worried all the time. Rose sab kal bhi akhtar ki hai ye dua, meri maula meri istiqamat rahe. Hazrat says, this was my dua from the bottom of my heart, daily, morning and night, in other words, all the time. Oh Allah, grant me this true love of yours and grant me istiqamat. Come, grant me firmness, no matter what conditions come in the world, but I remain firm and I don't go with the wind and I remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. Zidani Rahmatullah is written on a chapter giving charity besides zakat. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, smiling when meeting a Muslim is also an act of sadaqah. Commanding righteousness and prohibiting evil are also acts of sadaqah. Directing a lost person on the right road is also sadaqah for you. Assisting the blind is also sadaqah. Removing a stone, thorn, etc. from the road is also sadaqah. pouring water from your bucket into the bucket of another Muslim is also sadaqah. This hadith in fact explains that every act of service rendered to the creation of Allah Ta'ala, no matter how slight or insignificant that act may be, is a deed acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. All such acts of service are beneficial, and one gains thawab therefore. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu narrated that when his mother passed away, he inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to sadaqah of much significance, which he wished to render on behalf of his mother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, water. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu arranged for a well to be dug for the use of people. The intention for digging the well was that Allah Ta'ala bestow the thawab to Sa'd's mother. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will bestow the green garments of Jannat to the one who clothes a Muslim who has no clothes. Allah Ta'ala will give of the fruits of Jannat to the one who fed a hungry Muslim. And Allah Ta'ala will award the finest and pure drink of Jannah to the one who gave a thirsty Muslim something to drink. Now the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are seven things the thawab of which will continuously accrue to a person even after death. Number one, deeni knowledge which was taught to anyone. A canal dug, that is some form of irrigation. A well dug. A tree planted from which people or animals benefit. A masjid built. A copy of the Quran Kareem left for someone to recite. And children who will make dua for the forgiveness of their deceased parents. A narration in Ibn Majah mentions sadaqah, musafir khana, a place where travelers stop over instead of a well and a tree, as is mentioned in the above hadith, in place of a well and tree, the word sadaqah is mentioned and musafir khana. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrated on one occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed some wealth amongst the people, Sa'd radiallahu anhu requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to also give a certain person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, at times a gift to a man while another to whom no gift is made is more beloved to me. But I give the man whom I do not love as much as the other, for fear of him not remaining firm on the deen of, if not given. Allah Ta'ala will therefore throw this person onto his face into Jahannam. This hadith establishes the significance of assessing rebirth. Initially the iman is not grounded, and they are unable to undergo much difficulty. The danger exists of them leaving Islam if they experience much difficulty after having embraced Islam. To aid them by means of wealth until the iman becomes strong is virtuous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by that being who sent me with the true deen. Allah Ta'ala will not punish on the day of Qiyamah the one who had mercy on the orphan, who spoke tenderly with the orphan, who took pity on the orphan. This hadith shows the great significance of aiding orphanages. All narrations of the Quran and hadith enumerated in this section illustrate the tremendous importance and significance which the deen places on service to creation. The narrations mention many individual acts of service which are beneficial to others as well as to those who render them. One more ayat and one more hadith which embrace all service to creation will be cited here. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, help one another in acts of righteousness and piety. And in the hadith Nabi alayhi salam said, the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala amongst mankind is the one who is of the greatest benefit to mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.